Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is warm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, the first round of U.S.-Iran talks has concluded with a 60-day roadmap toward a final deal. Mediators report progress on several fronts, including nuclear and sanctions issues. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that these talks have focused on nuclear deal elements and enforcing a Lebanon ceasefire. A U.S. diplomat mentioned that all parties were satisfied with today's discussions. Also this hour, from JNS, IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen. Eyal Zamir states the Lebanon ceasefire remains fragile. The IDF maintains high alert along the northern border, ensuring civilian protection. Separately, as Axios reports, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This could threaten ongoing negotiations and risk reigniting conflict. And finally, according to Ynet, technical teams will continue their work in Switzerland, signaling ongoing diplomatic efforts. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, confirmed the conclusion of the U.S.-Iran talks with a roadmap for a final deal. The focus remains on technical discussions in Switzerland. Raylan Givens, on social media, wrote that Iran's foreign ministry acknowledges good progress in the negotiations. Technical teams will continue their efforts. From Belaz News, we learn a Pakistani-Qatari joint statement on the talks is forthcoming. Key points include the success of negotiations and the continued presence of U.S. forces in the Middle East. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran talks from Ynet, the negotiations have led to a 60-day plan aiming to resolve nuclear and sanctions issues. Talks in Switzerland will continue, involving technical teams. This development represents a significant diplomatic step that could impact regional stability. Turning to the fragile Lebanon ceasefire, as reported by JNS, IDF Chief Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir emphasizes continuous readiness along the northern border. The IDF's commitment to civilian safety and operational readiness remains high. The situation underscores ongoing regional tensions. Meanwhile, Axios highlights Iran's missile strike on Israel, marking a significant escalation since the ceasefire. This action could disrupt diplomatic progress and increase the risk of military conflict. The implications for regional peace are considerable. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli company Quantum Machines has made its second European acquisition in 6 weeks. They have purchased Hungary's PCB Engineering, expanding their R&D capabilities in Budapest. This move intensifies competition in the quantum computing sector. Separately, Globes reveals that AI chip company Excite Labs is raising $300 million. Based in Kiryat Gat, the company chaired by Avigdor Willens now carries a valuation of $2.5 billion. This funding round highlights the increasing investment in AI technology. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Yum Brands is selling Pizza Hut to Long Range Capital for $2.7 billion. This deal is part of a strategic shift following declining sales, affecting the landscape of global fast food markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.